We're back with Jonathan Mayo from MLB Network, MLB Network Radio, and MLB.com. We're talking to him about the Orioles' prospects right now, the farm system entering the 2015 campaign. Jonathan, there are three prospects that did not make your top 100 list, and they didn't make Baseball America's. They did not make Baseball Prospectus's top 100 list. So there seems to be consensus that this group of Orioles prospects isn't necessarily great, or maybe they lack a high ceiling, but they're intriguing to me, and it seems that the organization's high on them, and that's Daryl Alvarez, Chance Cisco, and Christian Walker. Your thoughts on those three guys in no particular order?
Well, I'll start with the fact that Alvarez for us doesn't qualify.
Oh,
so I'm not saying that he would have made 100%, you know, made the top 100. He's not on their top 30. We follow the rules that dictate the international spending pools.
Sure.
You know, so if a guy's a little bit older, you know, if signing him didn't count against your international spending for that year, then he's not going to show up on one of our lists. I can't speak to the other lists. So maybe we'll put him aside a little bit.
Fair enough.
So Christian Walker was the guy you talked about?
Yep.
So, you know, he can hit. You know, he's one of those guys that I think you're going to look back, you know, years from now, and he's going to have a solid big league career, even if he wasn't an elite level prospect. He is on our top 10 first base prospect list. He knows how to hit. He's got some power. He really started figuring it out in the last year. Now, he's going to swing and miss some, but I think that's okay. And he works really, really hard. So he's going to maximize what tools he has. I think the only thing that he needs to find is a place to play, you know, and at bats. He's ready to play at the big league level, I think. Maybe he goes down to Triple A. Obviously, there are some first base options in Baltimore, and Walker can't play any place else. But I think in terms of his ability to swing the bat, he's going to be a productive major leaguer.
And then I mentioned Chance Cisco. He won the batting title at his first full professional season, the South Atlantic League last year, left-handed catcher. I mean, I think his bat will play. I know Buck Showalter is just adamant defensively when it comes to catchers, as is every other manager, but you really need to figure that aspect of the game out if you hope to play for the Orioles right now.
Yeah, and the good news is he's young. He can take time to work on his catching. His catching is definitely behind his bat. Then there are some who aren't positive he can catch. You know, if that's the case, then you have to see what happens. You know, good left-handed swing. He's going to hit for average. There's a little bit of power there. You know, while he is very raw in terms of his defensive skills, he also didn't start catching regularly until late in high school. So he's kind of behind. It's not like he caught for 4 years and just, you know, has no skills behind the plate. He's got a decent arm. You know, so there are some good things back there, but that's going to slow his bat up in terms of him making it to the big leagues. Now, assuming Matt Wieters is healthy, there's no real rush. You know, they don't have to get him to the big leagues so he can help out behind the plate right away. I think you give it another year, maybe another 2 years even, and see if he can take to it a little bit more. The good news is that when he was in the South Atlantic League, at least, working on catching or struggling with his defensive skills certainly did not affect him at the plate. So I would leave him back there until he proves beyond a shadow of a doubt that he can't do it.
We're talking to Jonathan Mayo for a few more moments here on WBAL News Radio 1090. Jonathan, I want to ask about Kevin Gausman. Obviously, long not eligible for your list right now, but here's a guy who was a high first-round pick by the Orioles not long ago in 2012, got to the big leagues quickly for some early cups of coffee. Last year, got in the rotation full-time around June, never relinquished that spot, pitched big, and I mean big October innings out of the bullpen where he was dominant at times. Your ceiling for Kevin Gausman as you see it right now?
You know, I think it's still the same ceiling. It's amazing, you know, what happens, especially because people know so much more about prospects before they get to the big leagues,
right?
Than ever before. And I guess we can take some of the credit or blame.
No
that,
question
but,
about it.
Yeah, but it's not just us. I mean, there's, you know, everybody is writing and talking about big sites, bloggers, you name it. And I think it's great. What happens, however, is a guy can have unbelievable expectations on his shoulders, a lot of hype, and obviously he's a high pick and things like that, so some of it was warranted. But, you know, guy comes up and then maybe struggles a little bit at the outset, and suddenly, you know, the star has faded, the shine has worn off, and the guy is no good.
That's absurd. I mean, I think most people get it, but there are a few people out there in this world of instant gratification. If Gausman's not going complete games in his first few outings, then, you know, he's a bust. I had someone call my radio show last spring and said he's never going to be nearly as good as Michael Walker. I said, maybe he is, maybe he's not. You know, it's different, I think, coming up in the American League East than it would be in another division. But I think you look at last year, you know, their second pro major league seasons, Gausman was a little better than Walker. Walker had some injuries, but it's kind of just interesting when people jump to these early conclusions.
No, absolutely. So, you know, and the fact of the matter is that Kevin Gausman is 24 years old. He's got a whole lot of career left in front of him. I'm always of the mind that if you have a guy who can start and pitch a lot of innings and maintain velocity deep, you leave him there. That doesn't mean he wouldn't be a good reliever, but he's always had the stuff to start. I don't think there's any shortcoming in his game that says, oh, well, you better, you know, his command isn't good enough, or he doesn't have enough secondary stuff to be a starting pitcher. I think Gausman would be just fine in a rotation. We'll have to see what happens. You know, I also think you want to mention the Cardinals. Trevor Rosenthal was one of the better starting pitching prospects in baseball, and then they moved him to the bullpen, and he was just too good there. I still think he could have been a really good starter. Gausman's got a better starting profile, I think, than Rosenthal does in some ways. But some of it, when you're a team that has veterans and are trying to compete, it may come down to major league need, at least in the short term.
Yeah, another great example is like a Zach Britton, who was really highly touted around 2010, 2011. He was very young then got kind of kicked around AAA big leagues and never was able to establish himself as a starter. And out of necessity last year and out of his own struggles in the rotation the year before, everything kind of just aligned for him to be this really dominant late-inning reliever, eventually a closer on a American League East winning club.
Right, and you could probably make the argument that Gausman's pure stuff is better than Britton's when he first came up. So could Kevin Gausman be a really good back end of a bullpen guy? Oh, without question. You know, he shortened him up, he throws two pitches, probably gets an uptick in velocity because he can go kind of all out for an inning or two. He could also be a really high-octane setup guy who pitches two innings, you know. And maybe in the end, 75 or 80 innings of Kevin Gausman like that is better for the Orioles. We'll have to see. You know, I like the idea of 200 innings of him, getting outs, but they'll have to see where the fit is and where the need is, I think, first and foremost.
Jonathan Mayo, MLBpipeline.com. Great insight, Jonathan. We'd love to catch up with you again soon.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
That is Jonathan Mayo from MLB. We'll come back with more next here on WBAL News Radio 1090.